The reflection for Epiphany is called Epiphany Gifts by Lutheran pastor Susan Braille.
I made this for you.
Merry Christmas.
Do you like it?
I love you.
Blessed Epiphany. Human beings give gifts. I have saved swirling finger paint abstracts, crayon drawings of people whose arms and legs sprout directly from their heads, and squiggly attempts at making numbers, all gifts from my daughters. One slip of paper bears the first written words of my firstborn child, me for mama. In the beginning, a child's every artistic work is an epiphany, the revealing of her heart's desire, a gift of herself to her beloved mother, father, sister, friend. On these holy days, we give the gift of ourselves to our beloved ones, hoping that what we give will be received, our love cherished and returned, our apology accepted, and forgiveness granted, gratitude expressed and heard, sympathy bestowed, joy shared. Offering gifts always includes the risk of rejection. Yet offer we do, for we yearn to reach beyond ourselves to another, gift by gift, word by word, strand by strand, weaving the web that creates human community. This is for you, we say, meaning, I am for you. As in the beginning, God gives gifts. The whole universe, including our lives, is a gift constantly flowing from the Creator of sun and moon and star-filled night. On this day, the Feast of Epiphany, we celebrate the gift that reveals God's inmost heart, a heart beating with mercy and overflowing with love. God gives the beloved Son to every child of earth. Risking rejection, betrayal, and death, Jesus comes among us, giving himself to us and to the whole world. I am with you, he says, meaning, I am God for you. On this feast day, God invites us to become what we receive, living gifts, the presence of Christ, an epiphany of mercy in the world.
Discussion questions. How have you seen love shown this season?
What would the gift of your heart look like to another person?
You are God's living gift. What do others see in that gift?
Where does God's love gift need to be seen in today's world?
Susan Braille, a Lutheran pastor, serves as an associate with the Valparaiso Project on the Education and Formation of People in Faith. She and her husband, Martin Wells, live in Spokane, Washington, where they anticipate receiving their daughters on Epiphany.